Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Aboisai. We are heading for the finish of Shara Bitochen. We are in the Chovis Halvavah Shara Bitochen, the seventh and final chapter. In my Leiv Tov edition, it's page Shin Pei Aleph. I want to back up a little bit. Sorry, we'll back up to page Shin Pei. I want to back up a little bit to what we began saying yesterday. And see it again as a full unit. So it's the part that begins v'mitochen lo itarboy. The Chavetz Halvav is here. Let's understand what he's doing. He's going to be concluding. He's going to be finishing up the discussion of bitochen by listing, by building up. A person's bitachon in 10 levels. He's going to be discussing a 10 different levels of bitachon as a buildup. Let's see. If a person earns his sustenance through somebody else, let's say an employer. So he feels that his bitachin is in his employer. He feels that as long as this company, the source of my sustenance is this company, is this employer, as long as he's doing okay, my welfare is secure. If he starts getting shaky, then I have to worry about my welfare. But as a person's understanding grows, and he starts seeing how feeble and helpless man is, then Hashem begins moving into the picture. He begins moving his trust into Hashem, but it's still a process. The beginning, when a person first starts moving into the realm of bitachon, it begins with trusting Hashem in areas that I understand are completely not in my hands. Meaning things that are completely outside of human hands. Here, I put my faith and trust in Hashem. I understand that I'm in Hashem's hands, and I hope to him. For example, a farmer, he knows that when it comes to rain, it's completely up to Hashem. Again, this is a person who's already at that level. You can have a person who just thinks it's a matter of luck. When will there be rain? When won't there be rain? But here we're talking about a person who already understands that this is in Hashem's hands. And he relegates these areas to Hashem's control. I understand. There's nothing I can do here. Here, I feel that I'm in Hashem's hands. Valicha sayam, or as to travel the sea. The sea is a dangerous place. And there's just so much, you know, the sailors can ride the ship. But when it comes to storms, when it comes to pirates, he understands that there isn't anything that any human being can guarantee. He understands here I'm in Hashem's hands. The same goes for desert travel, not knowing where I'm going to find water. Or when it comes to other, what we call, right, acts of God. Floods, or epidemics. These things, when it comes to these things, I understand that I'm in Hashem's hands. Yes, he realizes that he's in Hashem's hands when it comes to other such areas where he realizes that I simply have absolutely no control. No person has any control over this. And therefore, here I sense that I'm in Hashem's hands. The Chavetz Halvav still considers this an inferior level of bitachon. He basically ascribes to this level the pasuk that says, "Ube'esra asam yemru kuma v'ishyenu." As long as a person basically feels that his life is in control, so he feels like, I run my life. But when things are out of control, when he's in big trouble and there's nothing he can do about it, then he cries out to Hashem and says, please save me. But as long as life is normal, I feel like I control my life. So that is one, Chavos HaMavos is naming that as a minimal level of bitachon, where a person learns to sense that he's in Hashem's hands in those areas that are completely out of human control. Okay, now further. Then, if a person's understanding of Hashem grows further, which starts with this, when a person really shifts from rain is a matter of luck, dangerous situations are a matter of luck, if he's capable to move into this realm of here, I'm in Hashem's control, he can go from there to the next step. Once he starts experiencing the feeling of being in Hashem's hands, right? You have two people who are on the boat. They don't know if they're going to be attacked by pirates. One of them is just sitting and shivering, while the other one, at least here, is able to feel there's nothing I can do about it. It's up to Hashem. He already has this experience of being in Hashem's hands. It can already move on to the next stage. What's that? Yivtach boy gam kein b'mashi tochen leiboy k'tzas tachbula. This person can move on to the next level of actually granting Hashem foothold, so to speak, in the areas of life where I might have some control. Meaning, this brings a person to an extra step of faith. Meaning what? Let's see. Naturally, the areas of life that we sense are in our hands, we're not quick to give up on, to let go of. And here we do feel that this I control, and there are the areas that I have to leave up to Hashem. So here this person is already moving a step forward. Here are areas where if he wants to push it, he could still feel in control. But since he's already in the sugya, right? He already has the concept of just leaving things up to Hashem. He's ready to take a step back, such as what? This person is looking for a job. He's looking for a job and he's offered a contract. He's offered a contract as a tightrope walker. A tightrope walker, now that's a dangerous business. Not necessarily the most ideal choice. But he needs parnasa. Not giving an extreme example, but there could be other examples of a dangerous job. Let's say to be a miner. A miner, you don't know what kind of fumes you're going to breathe in down there in the depths of the earth. You don't know when something's going to cave in on you. You know that it's a risky job. Or I'm a lochas amayagis is agufais. The only job that is coming his way, the only job opportunity that he has now, is something that will do him in physically. So this person is already at the level that he could say, well, I need the job, I'm just going to do it anyways. But no, he's already at the level that he's able to say, here, I'm going to let go. I'm not going to take this dangerous job. I'm not going to take this job that's going to do me in physically. This is not the ishtadlus that Hashem expects from me. And I am here. I'm going to put myself into Hashem's hands. Leave it up to him. So he refuses the job offer. Why? Because he trusts Hashem. He trusts that Hashem will send a more reasonable opportunity his way. Okay. So this is already Madrega number 3. He's actually ready to let go. He allows Hashem into the foot, so to speak, allows Hashem foothold into the areas that I do feel really I could be in control of. I could decide to take this job and just manually see to my parnasa. But I'm willing to let go and say, I'm just going to leave this up to Hashem, even though I could push my own involvement. That's already a higher level. For a person to consciously let go of something that he could, quote unquote, be in control of and leave it up to Hashem, that's already a higher level. But the other areas, let's say once he does get that job, or a person who has a job that is reasonable, I still sense these are the areas of life that are in my hand. And maybe other areas of life that I would let go of. But as long as I have a normal job, here, I don't have to rely on Hashem, so to speak. I have a normal job. I have a decent job. My parnas is in my hands. And there are the areas that I'll decide to let go of and just leave up to Hashem. So what's the next level of bitachon? When a person moves to the next level of bitachon, if his awareness of Hashem grows stronger, and let's again realize that this is a buildup here, this person is making himself more and more in position to trust Hashem because he's allowing himself to experience trusting Hashem in stages, right? First, he learned to develop the mindset that the things that are not in my control, I'm in Hashem's hands. That's already big growth. Let's not undermine the quality of such a madrega. Instead of feeling like I'm just in the hands of fate, instead of feeling like things are just out of control, no, I'm in Hashem's hands. And the next level is that, no, I'm actually even willing to let go of things that I couldn't ostensibly control and hand them over to Hashem. And once a person actually experiences this, he really experiences letting go of something because he trusts that Hashem will care for you, has an impact on you. It has a powerful impact, and it makes Hashem realer in the person's life. And that can bring him to yet the next level. What's the next level? If his understanding of Hashem then grows even further, then he learns to understand that all areas of life are completely in Hashem's hands. Meaning, even the areas that do seem to be completely under my control reasonably, even the decent job that I have is actually not me, it's only Hashem. He learns to see through his own material abilities. He learns to see through his own material efforts and to only see Hashem there. Hakosha man v'akala. Doesn't matter whether this is a task that's harder to do or a job that's harder to do, and I feel more like I need Hashem's involvement here, or it's something very easy. It's something that I've been doing for years. I know the job. Still, I already move on to this level. And this is already what we'll call real solid bitachon, where I understand that it's not me. This is Hashem. Now I'm stressing here. I want to stress. Up till now, the Chavis Al-Bava spoke about letting go in areas that you don't control or letting go of your control. Here we're already talking about the areas that you're not letting go. He's not telling you to let go of your reasonable, decent job. He's telling you do your job. Everything is going fine. But sense that it's actually Hashem. Let's remember, this is the flip side of bitachon. This is the bitachon that's required when things are good, to be able to understand that it's not that now I don't need Hashem in my life. It's to be able to sense that things are good because I'm in Hashem's hands. And to be experiencing Hashem through things being under control. I have a job that I'm good at. I've been doing it for years, and it earns me a very decent salary. It's not that, Hashem, if I need you, I'll let you know. It's that, wow, I'm in Hashem's hands and he's taking good care of me. And although he engages in those material efforts, he's doing his job, he does not sense it as though I am the source of my sustenance. Rather, I'm doing my job, as we discussed at length, the reason I'm doing this job, Hashem is caring for my parnasa. I am going about this not in order to create my parnasa, but because Hashem wants me to do this. Hashem wants me to do it, so I'm doing it. I'm doing it as a mitzvah. I'm doing it because I want to fulfill Hashem's will. Hashem wants people to be engaged in productive activities. Hashem wants people to be contributing to a properly functioning world. Hashem wants people to be making material efforts to take care of their needs, to support their family. And therefore, I'm doing that. Not because I truly trust that this is the source of my sustenance, but because I understand that this is what Hashem wants me to do. So this is already a whole new level of bitachon. even the areas of life that are completely in my hands, so to speak, I feel, I sense that it's Hashem. And when I go about those activities, I feel like I'm going through the motions. Hashem wants me to do it. That's why I'm doing it. It's not me creating my parnasa. But then we take it to another level. What's the next level? If a person's understanding of Hashem, his awareness of Hashem, grows even more, this is interesting. Chovas HaLevavos introduces this madrega. He already attributes this. A person who's able to get to this level of understanding is because of Hashem's kindness to him. To be able to reach this level of clarity is already a person who's being shown favor by Hashem. To be able to sense this is a chesed from Hashem. Yirtze, he reaches a level of bitachon that it's not that I trust that Hashem was caring for me well, that Hashem will care for me well. Whatever Hashem does for me is great. That's exactly what I want. Both in his heart and the way he expresses himself is that whatever Hashem does for him, he is accepting of it. But not just that. This story expresses it that way, and that's also how he really feels inside. He truly rejoices in anything that Hashem sends his way. Anything that happens to him, good or bad, as the Chovas HaLevavos will elaborate, he feels, wow, look what Hashem did for me. Amazing. Whether it's death or life. Whether it's poverty or wealth. He's thrilled because this is what Hashem chose for me. What could be better? Whether it's health or illness. He wants nothing. He doesn't think, oh, if only it could be that way. He longs only for whatever it is that Hashem chooses for him. He wants only what Hashem chooses for him. And he completely hands himself over into Hashem's hands. Hashem, you make my decisions, and I'm thrilled with whatever it is. Okay, we're in mid-sentence here. Deserves more elaboration. So we'll stop here for tonight. And we'll continue this tomorrow, Bli Neder. Good night, Rabbi Yisai, and Kol Tov.
Good night. Thank you very much.